Ashley Reynolds is president of Elmore Mountain Therapeutics, a company that sells CBD extract and a topical balm. CBD is a non-psychoactive compound extracted from the cannabis plant. People use it to treat an array of ailments, from chronic pain to anxiety. And in the year and a half she's been in the cannabis industry, Reynolds has made a point of partnering with other businesswomen.
There's this industry for us and what we call breaking the glass ceiling, that there's a whole culture of women that are harboring and snowballing this awesome effect of this billion-dollar sector that is the cannabis industry not being dominated by men.
In addition to selling her products to retail establishments, Reynolds partners with other women-led businesses to add CBD to their own product lines.
We work with 15 cafes across Vermont where they offer our product in CBD-infused lattes and smoothies. And then we work with over, well, now it's 20 total other women-owned businesses where we either directly add our product into their products to make a CBD line, or we use their services to help run our business.
She says the women business leaders she works with, from body care business owners to chocolatiers, have been her mentors. And now she's doing the same for Vermont women looking to get into the cannabis industry. This week, Reynolds spoke to more than a dozen women from around Vermont as part of the first workshop in the Women of Cannabis Learning Series. The summer-long series is being offered by Hetty Vermont, a cannabis events and marketing business.
I'm Renee. My mom and I have run a little bath and body company for the past 8 years or something.
These entrepreneurs came to learn the basics of starting and running a cannabis-related business. Some of them are already working with hemp-based products that are legal in Vermont. Others want to take advantage of the changing state laws. Recreational cannabis will be legal for adults in Vermont as of July 1st, and many of these women are betting a regulated market won't be far behind. Some of them are medical marijuana patients interested in selling the edibles they currently make for their own consumption. Others are working with CBD extract, making bath and body products, homeopathic aids, and even dog treats. Karen Devereaux and her husband run a business in Barton called Northeast Kingdom Hemp. Hemp doesn't have the psychoactive properties of marijuana, but it has higher amounts of CBD, which they extract from the plant. It's a family business, but Devereaux says it took some convincing to get everyone on board.
I'm not a big cannabis person myself, but I was okay with my husband wanting to grow hemp, and my parents were kind of like, what are you doing? Grow a pot, you know? And they still kind of really separate pot from hemp. Like, my father works in the hemp field. I mean, he shucks the buds. He's 86 years old, you know, but he still thinks people can get high on pot. You know?
On the other hand, Devereaux says her mother, who uses CBD to manage her arthritis pain, is a real convert. Workshop presenter Monica Donovan is the CEO of Hetty Vermont. She says changing existing perceptions is just one of the challenges faced by the cannabis industry.
Cannabis is a very challenging industry to get into. It's all about education. The past 2 years and the next few years, education is really, really important. It's important to arm people with knowledge of what they can and can't do, what they should and shouldn't do, and, you know, just sort of helping people like ease into that transition.
There are things cannabis business owners can't do because the federal government lists the plant as a Schedule I drug. That means, according to the government, it has no medical value and a high potential for abuse. And that designation makes it hard for businesses to work with a bank, get insurance, and participate in online marketing and e-commerce. But women already in the industry, like Donovan and Reynolds, are determined to help other women entrepreneurs navigate the changing landscape. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.